Welcome to My Life as a Lead. So without wasting a second, let's start the show. So, to fall in love with yourself is the secret of happiness. Life is not a simple ride. It always has its ups and downs. It's so obvious that there could be because of your mistakes or sometimes leading you towards them. To know more about life, do check out my podcast, Life and Its Games. So let's hop into today's podcast. So, you might already know by seeing the topic that it's self-love. You might think, what's great about self-love? Everyone loves themselves. Of course, you do. But there are situations in everyone's life where they feel inferior, they feel left out, they feel worthy, less worthy, worthless. They deserve nothing in life and about the mistake that they've done in life. There is no one in this world or even a person who is listening to me right now has never committed a mistake or felt anyone of the above. But what's most important is confidence. There are certain words that are so interrelated like motivation, happiness, love and confidence. Why are these words so related? It's very simple. When starting to love yourself, you get happiness that leads you to your confidence and motivates you for the best decisions for yourself. Sounds simple, yet difficult to love yourself, right? I know. I have been through situations in life where I hated myself and lost my confidence. The journey of what I was and what I am as of now makes me even happier. I have not stopped loving myself from the day I realized some things in life. But a question arises that how do you know that you're lacking self-love? There are a few points that you could realize yourself that you lack confidence or your self-love. Firstly, you would not be yourself. You would be a totally different person. You are trying to hide your true self from others. You behave in a different behavior with each and every individual. You have a strong fear that you're being judged by humans or others. You also start cheating your own body and mind. Like you stop eating, you started drinking and other stuff, etc. You feel inferior to others in terms of your personality or your marks and many more. Later you start being harsh on yourself by comparing yourself to others. That leads to a lacking of confidence. And finally, you might become an attention seeker. You might be extensive of affirmation. And finally, you give up on something that you always wanted to have in life. I have faced most of these in my life. I felt inferior because of my marks, my color, and many more. I lacked confidence in myself. But what's most important is how I overcome all of them. There is one small thing that I developed, which is what I do is an achievement. No matter how big or small it might seem to others, but I feel proud of it. To say so, when I was in school, I was scared to face crowd and talk. Of course, everyone does when they see a huge amount of crowd. But one day, I was given a duty of telling thought on the stage. I was so scared. Finally, when the time came, I pulled up a little confidence and went onto the stage and told just two lines in front of everyone. I felt so proud of myself and felt it was a great achievement for my confidence. To love yourself is the most important thing, and most important even before loving yourself is to not think about others. People are there to criticize you and talk all unwanted stuff behind you. But you have to just not give your ears to people like them. I believe the first step to self-love is to not give ears to any humans. This could make you feel so relaxed when you take decisions for your life. It's totally worth doing this thing. I do understand if you tell me that how is it possible that I don't give ears to people who talk behind me. I do agree with it when you all tell so. Those comments are made behind you to only pull you down and your confidence. At that point of time, just think, does it give you any good by reacting to them? At that point of time, you have to control yourself and just let go such unnecessary talks that may put you down and your confidence. Once my friend told me, what others think of you is a reputation, but what you truly think about yourself is a character. You know yourself more than anyone else. Trust yourself when you do something. Believe that no one is good than you. No matter what the results are in the end, give your best and the try. It is worth everything. It's not only like building your confidence, but also helps you in loving yourself. No one in this world can love you more than yourself. You just have to believe in yourself that you are worth more than what you think. Being sad or feeling upset or even crying over the problem will only make you feel worse about yourself. People around you are just there to be happy in your sadness or in your miseries. So don't let them make you sad. Fight back. By loving yourself and showing them, no matter what they say or anything they do, you know what you are and what you are capable in your life. Don't think others think that if you take a decision, they would think wrong about you or they might judge you in any way or something. But think the decision that you take is for yourself. That is your life. When you think what others think, that is when you are breaking your confidence and not thinking of your own happiness. You can make or break your confidence, people tell. The same goes with self-love. You can make it or break it. It is all in your hands. Finally, would like to tell, it's your life and no one knows you better than yourself. So don't listen to others when they truly tell you something. Think before taking your own decisions. When they tell unwanted stuff behind your back, don't make a mistake of giving a chance for them to talk or listen to them. It's all in your mind. Just believe in yourself and love yourself the most. Loving yourself will make you have confidence and make the best decisions in your life. Never give up on yourself. You're worth more than what you think you always deserve. Love you guys for listening to me so long. Hope you love yourself at least 1% by what I have told you, and it would make a difference to you. So meet you next time. Until then, take care. Bye bye.